I hope you like trees, because today we've got our second consecutive tree-related podcast. I was in a meeting with Chloe Cleary from the City of Mount Holly recently, and I learned that they're bringing back their Arbor Day celebration, which was a pre-pandemic thing. Personally, I'm really excited about the return, and I love springtime especially. Join me as I learn more about Arbor Day, Springfest, and the other happenings in Mount Holly.
Well, if you're listening to this, you're already a savvy citizen. But are you looking to know more about what's happening around Gaston County? From important meetings to key dates to intriguing events, we've got it all. Check out our 6 things to start your week, publishing every Monday on GastonGov.com and Gaston County Government's social media channels.
Hey there, my name is Gavin Stewart, and welcome back to another edition of Savvy Citizen. Today's guest is Chloe Cleary from the City of Mount Holly, and you are the
Special Events Coordinator with the city.
Thank you. Yeah, I forgot all of a sudden. So you're coming to us to talk a little bit about Mount Holly's Arbor Day, which is sort of the kickoff to a lot of other spring and warmer weather things that we've been looking forward to since all of this cold weather that we've been dealing with. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Arbor Day?
Yeah, so the City of Mount Holly celebrated Arbor Day for many of years, but as a lot of things took a pause when the lovely pandemic hit, Arbor Day in Mount Holly did as well. So we're excited to be bringing it back this year. It'll be our first time, you know, with the revitalization after COVID. So on April 26th, we're going to be celebrating Arbor Day over at the Grant Hall in Mount Holly from 10 to 2. We're going to be doing a sapling giveaway, so for everyone that comes, we're hoping that we can order and have enough saplings for everyone to get one. We're going to have a food truck. The beekeepers are going to be joining us, like I mentioned. We also are going to be joined by the Mount Holly Community Garden. They have a big emphasis on gardening and, you know, getting in with your community and finding ways you can give back through their garden. So we're excited to have them as well. And the Mount Holly branch of the library is also going to join us for a story time. They're going to be reading The Lorax, so we can continue to kind of hone in on these things. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We're looking for a lot of educational opportunities to not only focus in on trees, but Earth Day is also that week as well. So just a big emphasis on nature and the things that you can do to give back to the earth so it continues to give back to us.
Yeah. And I think in the past I've seen, especially in North Carolina, like doing the pine saplings.
We're hoping to be able to get loblolly pines, and there's like different variations. There's like a coastal one. We would be getting the Piedmont one, but tree saplings are a very peculiar thing that you have to order and you have to get whatever's available. So ideally we have loblolly pines, but we're going to be looking for something that is ready to grow right now.
And not that you're a tree expert, maybe you're a semi-pro now, but where would you plant something like that, you know?
Yeah, see, these are great questions, and we're excited to have people on site at our event. Some of our landscaping professionals with the City of Mount Holly are going to be on site to help everyone answer these types of questions to figure out how they can actually make this tree grow when they take it home. I'm not an arborist myself. I will need some guidance on planting my own tree, but we will have the staff on hand to help everyone get some education on that aspect.
Gotcha. And we were kind of talking off the podcast a minute ago, but you sort of have seen this as the kickoff to Springfest. So what is that?
Springfest is a Mount Holly tradition that everyone really loves and cherishes, and we have a lot of beloved events that are kind of umbrellaed under Springfest. So Springfest is a big festival that takes place on May 4th. We have a kids' zone. Blackwater Band is performing at 4 p.m., there's a car show and lots of vendors to occupy your time and your day. But that is the culmination of Springfest. So we also celebrate with the Man and Woman of the Year banquet and awards. We have a senior dinner. We have a 5K, 10K, and a golf tournament. So Springfest is a big to-do. So we're excited that Arbor Day can come back and fall perfectly in line with all of those, being our formal kickoff on April 26th to everything that's happening until May 4th.
So it sounds like, you know, no matter who you are, you know, whether you're a family, you're older, you're younger, there's kind of something in store for everyone.
There absolutely is. And that makes Arbor Day the perfect start, because it's going to be a great event for families, for people just stopping by during work, on their lunch breaks, trying to get lunch and do a little something during the day, or bringing their kids and enjoying some time. And then we roll right in. As you said, we have events for older and younger alike. Everyone's going to find something to find joy for themselves in Springfest.
Nice. I guess I'm curious. So you mentioned that Arbor Day was around before the pandemic, and then the pandemic happened, and literally like it was almost 4 years ago to the day. We've got almost a few more days, but yeah, our lives kind of changed forever. So I guess, and you've been in your role since September. Why bring Arbor Day back? What's kind of, you know, been the importance of it in bringing it back?
Yeah, as some people may know, there's been a lot of change in Mount Holly, and one of the new changes that has happened recently is we have had a new mayor. So Mr. David Moore is a huge lover of trees, and Arbor Day has always been something that's been super special to him in making Mount Holly a tree city. So this is one of the first steps into launching us back to where we used to be. And something that we noticed during the pandemic is that we all relied on nature and we all went outside when we had nothing left. That was what we did and what we grasped onto. So it really, if anything, has proven that this is a really important cause and something that we should all get behind. And now that we can finally come together again, this is a great opportunity to do so. So with all the new changes, the seasons changing, the greenways continuing to grow in Mount Holly, it just feels like a perfect time to refocus in on something that kept us grounded in this time that we've been apart.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about Tree City, because that's not really, it's not something that I've covered in the past, but what does that entail exactly?
So from my understanding, becoming a tree city, you have to maintain X amount of trees and have all these plantings, and they often would like to see you host events like Arbor Day to continue to bring the public around into it. So from what I've heard, we have had tree city status in the past, but we have missed out on those requirements for a couple years, so we're looking to be able to get ourselves back up to that status. And we're also becoming a bee city, so we're adding a lot of little badges to our name tag.
Well, that's cool. I mean, it's those little things that kind of add up and sort of develop, you know, sort of like a, for lack of better terms, like a resume for the city when people are looking at moving here, you know, or maybe working in Mount Holly or something. So
yeah, it definitely shows that nature is a focus of ours. Our tagline is connecting community and nature. So we're always looking for ways that we can do that with all of the green real estate that we have in our area. It's wonderful to find all these ways and to show everyone that it's something that we value.
Do you have any, I feel like I don't see many bee events, but what, just because you mentioned it, and I feel like that's kind of in line with spring, what does the bee city entail?
So bee city is kind of a similar thing. You've got to put some stuff together and have, you know, be cultivating your bees and your pollinators. So we actually do have a pollinator garden out in Tuckasegee Park.
Oh, awesome.
That brings in those bees. They have the perfect little plants out there that draw them there. But we also are unveiling a lot of bee art in Springfest, actually. During that week, we're going to be putting out some new sculptures, little statues, if you will, all over the city as an ode also to these bees. But so as with the Tree City, that's something that we've got to build up to. But the Gaston County beekeepers are going to join us on Arbor Day, so they'll be able to educate people about bees as well while we're celebrating the trees.
Awesome. Well, I'm curious to know because I've not been to Mount Holly's Arbor Day, and I mean I've been to like Earth Day stuff in the past, but I'm wondering if you've sort of taken something away in sort of the planning and being involved in the, you know, carrying this event out. What have you learned about the importance of Arbor Day, or maybe just Earth Day and those aligned holidays in general?
Yeah. So, as a whole, it has just been interesting to see how many people are really interested in events like this, because something that's also going on during that time is the North Carolina DOT litter sweep that we're working to be able to put that opportunity out for our citizens to be involved. So all of this really does tie in hand, and it speaks to the character of the Mount Holly community that they love events like this. It shows that we do value all the things that we're promoting. We love our greenways. We love to be outside. And I'm excited to be putting on an event that's going to encourage that and allow for the longevity of these things, because we love them now and we enjoy them, but we want future generations to be able to continue to enjoy them. So that's why events like Arbor Day are important, and why it's important to bring your children to things like this and to plant those little seeds, even if it's just reading the Lorax. You know, it's really furthering this message and going to be a really positive thing. So that's been my takeaway, is just it's really inspirational to see how many people actually are interested, because you think of something that you might think is silly like Arbor Day, but then you kind of dive into it and it really is important to a lot of people because it is important.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of new people coming here, and you know, we've got a lot of development. So I feel like also tying that back to, okay, well, we also need to maybe do our due diligence and, you know, take care of the trees that we have, but also, yeah, maybe consider planting some new ones. And I like what you said about planting the seed. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Plant the seed for Arbor Day.
Yeah. I love it. Well, cool. I'm also just curious, since you've been in September, so we're, you know, you've been on the job
for about 6 months. Yeah.
So you've seen what it's like. And, like you said, there's a new mayor. What are some things, you know, in your role that you're wanting to either introduce to Mount Holly, bring back, capitalize on? What are some initiatives that you've got going on events-wise?
Yeah, Spring Fest is somewhat of a big one. So we've shifted the time this year to make it last from 12 to 6. And I'm personally really excited about that because that's allowing us to emphasize the concert experience that happens at the end of the day with Spring Fest. So Blackwater Band is going to be performing at 4:00. And typically our bands would perform in the middle of the day and are more of like background music. But this is going to really allow us to kind of hone in on the concert experience and also to be a launching pad for our summer concert series, Mount Holly Nights, because the very first one is actually the next weekend. So we're hoping that this can build some excitement for a summer full of music and fun and just community, really, to give people an opportunity to come together. But another big thing I'm looking forward to is a fall event. We have a hole in our schedule, and that's what I'm trying to kind of look for. Is there a place where we're kind of losing touch because we have this whole event calendar? But there are a couple holes. So I'm looking forward to something big in October. It definitely will surround pumpkins. We're looking towards the Halloween time, but more of a fall event rather than Halloween. So that's something to be looking forward to.
I don't know what it would take, and could be an insurance thing, but like a pumpkin chunkin, I feel like that's a fall activity.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I don't know, I feel like kids might, they might enjoy seeing pumpkins flying. So
I mean, why not, really? Yeah.
There's some destruction there, some, you know, and then the pumpkins, of course. But no, that's great to hear, and I agree. I mean, I think people around here really thrive around fall. I mean, going back to trees again, I mean, we've got so many around here, and you know, we've got some beautiful colors that show up. You know, it's one of the best times to take photos outside. Actually, the cover photo of the Gaston County Facebook page is from fall, because it's just like this. It doesn't seem like it, but it really is pretty much the most vibrant time of year for this region. So,
and lucky for us North Carolinians, it's not too cold. It's still decent weather outside to get out there, maybe a light jacket, but we're hoping that that'll be a good time with the weather and, as you said, just beautiful outside. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm dealing with allergies right now, so talking about fall is like really getting me excited for not getting
day.
Over this.
Yeah,
a new day. Yeah, I just want to be over this. Well, okay, so is there anything else I didn't ask about? I guess we can rehash Arbor Day and Spring Fest. What days are those again?
Yes, so Arbor Day is going to be on Friday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have a food truck out from 11 to 1. So it's a perfect lunch stop if you're in Mount Holly and just need a little quick outside break. Come grab some lunch with us. We're also going to have a snow cone, ice cream, popsicle, something warm. Or not warm, cold rather, because it will be warm outside.
It will be warm.
Yeah. So lots of fun things are going to be happening at Arbor Day. We're going to be in the pergola outside of the Grand Hall, which is on the railroad track side when you come to visit. So that is a big change from Arbor Day. We used to just have people pick up saplings inside the Grand Hall. So we're taking the party outside this time so you can come and get some fresh air during the day. So that is Arbor Day. And then for Spring Fest on Saturday, May 4th, from 12 to 6 p.m. in downtown Mount Holly, bring your friends, bring your mom, bring your grandmama, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles, everyone. There's something for everyone. We'll be returning the Little Miss Spring Fest pageant. Miss Mount Holly will be there with us. We'll have a car show. We'll have a kid zone complete with a rock wall that is free for anyone to climb.
Wow.
So there's lots of exciting things happening with Spring Fest that you can find on the City of Mount Holly's Facebook page.
All ages rock wall?
I'm sure it has a weight limit. So your age and your weight don't cross the limit, then maybe you can make it.
Well, kids, get excited about the rock wall. Adults, hold your horses. We're not sure yet. We'll see about it. But no, that's fantastic. Anything else I didn't ask about?
I think for now, that's all. Like I said, we've got lots of big things going on during Spring Fest, but those are our two big ones that we're really promoting to anyone and everyone. We want everyone to come see why we love Mount Holly so much, and those are the perfect days to join us.
Yeah. Well, hopefully those listening will consider going, checking out both of these things. I mean, it's a great time to celebrate spring, get a little excited about the even more warmer weather that will be coming. But we really appreciate you coming on to talk about it.
April 26th, Arbor Day, and May 4th, 12 to 6, is Springfest in Mount Holly. So thank you, Chloe. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin.
Did you know Savvy Citizen now has a live music series? Check out the monthly episodes of Savvy Sounds, where we bring you original music and interviews with musicians from in and around Gaston County. View it on demand on the Gaston County Government YouTube page. Just search for the Savvy Sounds playlist. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Savvy Citizen Podcast. It's produced by the Gaston County Communications Office with hosts Janet Schaefer, D'Andrea Bradley, Elizabeth McGee, and Adam Gobb. Joshua Braswell serves as executive producer, and Gavin Stewart serves as field reporter and producer. Please like us and share reviews on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere you get your podcasts.